When you walk through an art museum, what happens?
You see some interesting things, you see some not so interesting things, and if you're like me at all, you're a little bit sleepy.
Well, grab a cafecito and listen up. It's Art Slice, a palatable serving of art history.
I'm Russell Shoemaker.
I'm Stephanie Duenas.
We are both visual artists.
I'm also an art historian. We cover art history in an irreverent, inclusive, and entertaining way.
We're not your mama's art history podcast, folks. We would go to the art museum with your Uncle Fred.
Your T.O. Fred.
Your T.O. Fred, who hates art and, you know, he customizes vintage cars.
Wait, what?
He's the guy who's going around. He's pinching the naked marble
Ew!
Butts. Oh, you know Ew! He's loving it, too. He's taking
no!
selfies with the naked butts, Stephanie. But what's that? Uncle Fred spots an Edward and Nancy Keenholz sculpture with a 1966 Dodge van welded to a 1978 Cadillac. And he is speechless. We might have changed his mind about art a little bit. So when he gets into his lifted 03 Subaru Baja and drives off into the sunset, it's time for us to get serious.
Real talk. We talk about the artwork, the artists you know, and those that have been excluded for so many different reasons, including gender, race, and sexual identity. We talk about the context of the time and relate it to today, all from an artist's perspective.
And we decide if it goes in the Art Slice Museum, which Stephanie keeps telling me isn't real.
It's imaginary.
No. Art, when it really comes down to it, it's just a visual language. And we want to give you, listeners, the vocabulary to know why you do
or why you don't
like that work in a museum.
Oh no.
Shit. The little puncher on Tommy, Steph.
Oh, right. So we also explain the mystery behind the artist's materials.
Like, how do you make a woodblock print?
It's what we feed our art pantry monsters with. Otherwise, they might eat us.
Art Slice, a podcast about parenting
No, that's not our tagline. Art Slice, a palatable serving of art history.